Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good actual afternoon. Rubbish. Ew, it's cold, it's dark, it's wet, but it is nearly only Blue Friday and nearly only Blue Christmas, like next week and everything. Quite excited now, actually. Hope you're okay today.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So I need some advice here, if this has happened to you before. I'm going to see Lady Gaga tomorrow night in London. I've been looking forward to this for weeks now. Got my tickets through yesterday, very excited. I've never seen her, I've met her at the Brits and stuff, I've never actually seen her live before, and apparently it's a spectacular show, so I cannot wait. Going with one of my mates. So, I've not really looked at them, didn't look at the tickets last night because I was out. I looked at them this morning to see where I'm sat, and I noticed on my ticket, it says on it that I shouldn't use this seat if I'm afraid of heights. Now, I'm not the best at heights anyway, but oh my God, how high up can I possibly be? That's obviously got to be really high if they're telling me that I might, you know, suddenly get an awful twinge of, ah! Oh my God, I'm high up! Because, I mean, if anything terrible was to happen to me, if I was to fall to my death, I mean, I would like it to be at a Lady Gaga gig. That's what I would have wanted. But even so, where am I going to be? Like, you know, just before gigs, where you see that bloke kind of climbing up that rope ladder really precariously trying to fix some lights? Is that where I'm going to be? Because someone let me know, please. I'm a little bit worried about going now.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I've properly got the fear now of going to this Lady Gaga gig tomorrow night after what you lot are saying. Am I going to faint? Is it that high? Gav's been on. I saw Peter Kay at the O2, if that's where you're going. Yes, it is. And it was so high. He says, oh my days, it was so high. Oh, good. Brilliant. Yeah, the upper tier is really high. That's from Dan. Gav was too scared to get out of his seat at the Peter Kay gig. Thing is, once I get to my seat, eventually, I'm planning on crawling up there on my hands and knees on the floor, holding onto the side. When I finally reach the upper tier, if I don't faint, I'm never going to actually be able to want to leave my seat, and I'm certainly not going to look down. Ah! I'm really scared now. Apparently it's really high, and I don't actually like heights.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, you know him most recently from being in the jungle, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But he's also made some rather good tunes too.
He's coming up, it's there.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And Sean Ryder is here, right, Sean?
Aye, aye, Scott.
Now, we're supposed to be joined by somebody else today.
Yeah.
But he doesn't appear to be here.
No, can I grow Santos, please get out of bed? Can I grow Santos, please get out of bed?
You said this, you're just saying this happened a lot in the jungle.
Oh, yeah, in the jungle. The jungle, yeah, it happened a lot. Frequently, in fact, every single morning before we went live with Ant and Dec. Literally seconds to go, and he would get up. It's like getting your kid out of bed for school, really.
So there'd be like a big voice coming from above, yeah, going, get out of bed!
Yeah. We was told to refer to the voice above as God.
Right.
So God would tell Agro to get out of bed.
So how long have you been back from the jungle for then?
I think it's been 2 weeks. Mm. I came out, I got 45 minutes to go and wash, shower, change, whatever. 45 minutes to do that, and I haven't stopped since.
Really?
Yeah, so amazing.
Are you adjusting to life back in the UK?
Yeah, you know, I do wish I was still in the jungle.
Do you?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, I really got, you know, got institutionalised, loved it, knew what time I was getting up, 4:30 in the morning, you know, and then what time your beans was, and then what time bed was, so yeah. Got institutionalised.
So you got like into a little routine with it?
Proper, yeah.
Could you have done it for longer?
Months, absolutely.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, especially when they took you out to go and do a task, you know, or a treasure thing, because, you know, I was under no illusions of it. I knew I wasn't like, didn't think it was all not real. No. Mm. I mean, but one thing that did get me was the walk into camp and the walks to the treasure chests or the trials, it was a good hour or 90 minutes all uphill.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's quite far away.
Well, I mean, literally 2 seconds away, but you've got, you know, I mean, not 2 seconds, but you can get there in 10 minutes if you have to, but they take you on all these walks.
Right.
To, you know, there's different lengths of time. One will take you 20 minutes, one can take 90 minutes. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's what really got the weight off, not the rice and beans.
Yeah. Or the walking and hiking.
Yeah.
Did you watch the show, obviously? Did you watch it in previous years? Did you kind of know what to expect?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my missus got me into it years ago, and we watch it all the time with the family.
And was it like, when you got there, was it like you thought it would be?
Pretty much, yeah. I you know, like I said, I did think the bugs was real and the snakes was real. I didn't think they had took the teeth out of them and, you know, all them sort of rumours, you know.
Yeah, you hear all that, don't you? You know, Gillian said that she hadn't watched the show at all.
Yeah.
Well, no, she saw it once and she saw some lone in a hammock or something. Yeah, and thought, well, that looks nice.
Yeah.
But surely when you get asked to do it, they tell you exactly what to expect.
Yeah, they tell you what to expect, yeah. And also, you'd think anybody who's going on a job would do a bit of research. Not hard to just go, boom.
Let's talk about Gillian.
I mean, Gillian is a mega blagger.
Yeah. Was she really that annoying?
Yes. More. I mean, more, because that was the edited version you got to see there. But really, really, really annoying. And I've got to say, there is a nice side to Gillian, right? She has got a really good sense of humour, like a northern comic on glue, right? So that, but then, you know, she can turn really quickly back into Gillian, 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 but then she does have a redeeming sense of humour.
Have you spoken to her since?
Yeah, she's now my missus's best mate.
What?
Yeah, when I got out of the jungle, they'd been shopping together.
Oh, my God.
She even texted her at 3:15 in the morning the other day. What are you up to? Have you gone back on English time yet? Well, obviously not at 3:15.
Yeah. It's like, look, wife, out of anybody you could be friends with, what are you doing? You come out of the jungle, they've been shopping.
Yeah, her and Brit. Well, Brit actually couldn't. Brit, it was funny. Brit was funny. She'd give her the showbiz cheek on each, you know, cheek.
Mwah, mwah.
And then go, fake kiss, fake kiss, fake hug, fake hug.
Brilliant. She
used, didn't have any mercy for her whatsoever. Brit was really torturing her.
So, are you going to, you know, any plans to spend more time with Gillian? I'm imagining, like, the Ryder family Christmas.
Yeah.
Gillian McKeith at the table, you'd sing some macrobiotic stuff.
It's not going to happen.
No?
I mean, usually, you know, I don't get a say in anything that goes, you know, what goes on in our house. It's all the missus, she rules the roost. But I'm sticking my foot down at that.
Saying absolutely not. Would you ever have a round? Okay, good. Maybe it's just something that your wife can do, you know, in her own time when
absolutely.
You're not there.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, my missus will talk to about absolutely anybody.
Even Gillian?
Even, yeah.
How much would I have to pay you to do another reality show with Gillian McKeith?
You'd have to. What
figures?
I wouldn't take less than a mil.
Million? A million, you might do it?
Yeah.
Okay, as long as it was like a week or something.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, right? She went on Loose Women, and she said that you told her that you found her sexy.
Yeah, I did. I've seen her on Loose Women, and some of the stuff she come out with on there was really, you know, like I say, Gillian's a mega blagger. I mean, I did say, oh, you look very nice, Gillian, you know, looking sexy, like, you know.
Yeah, but she took that as read.
Take it how she wants.
Would you, let's say that Gillian isn't in this reality show, would you do another one, like any other one? Or is that just the one because your wife said that it's a good show?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been asked to do those sort of shows for years and I wouldn't do it. I mean, the missus wanted me to do it and also, you know, I have got 2 new records coming out.
Yes, you have. We'll talk about that in a minute.
So, you know, reasons for doing it. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't wish to do any...
You must get offered loads, though.
Yeah, I mean, I got offered the Big Brother one that Bez went on to.
Yeah. What's the weirdest show you've been asked to do? Where you've just been like, are you joking?
Well, I mean, no. I can't even think. Yesterday, I mean, the other day we did Titchmarsh.
Yeah.
That was quite weird, you know. Doing Alan, I mean, he's a nice bloke and everything, but he did have his spinal tap moment when, and after the puppet chat show sort of thing, the lady with the plant sits Happy Mondays.
My favourite was with Agro, you get asked to do all sorts of stuff that rappers don't normally do. I saw him making a lovely cheesecake on This Morning the other day.
Yeah, seen that. Him and Len Pitt and the others, yeah.
So I suppose you obviously were in the jungle when X Factor was on. Do you watch that show?
Yeah, we watch X Factor. I you know, it's the show that I watch standing up and shouting and swearing at the telly.
I was going to say, I wouldn't think it was your kind of thing at all.
Yeah, the kids watch it, the older ones, you know, they watch it, and the missus again. We don't do Big Brother unless it's, you know, slightly celebrity one every now and then. You know, 2 minutes of it's enough. But yeah, I mean, I watch X Factor constantly shouting at the telly, swearing at it and being told off.
Have you heard the winner, Matt's song, the Biffy Clyro song?
Yeah, well, I was down there the other night. You know, I went down and did a little bit for the
The TV Extra Factor.
The Extra Factor. I mean, I had it at me that the boy band,
One Direction,
I had them coming first. I had...
I did as well.
Matt coming second and Fergie coming third. I wanted it to be Fergie first, Matt second, and a boy band third.
So what do you think of his version of that song?
Yeah, it's good, you know. I mean, I think he's a real talented lad. I think he'll be in the game a long time. He won't be just be a five-minute wonder, you know, and that boy band.
How, like, if you had to audition for that show, not that you would, but how far do you reckon you'd get on the auditions?
I wouldn't get through the auditions.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't get through them.
Why?
Well, I mean, I'm not, you know, I mean, I can't sing. Simple answer.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I can sing my songs, and I can do a good Bob Dylan impersonation. You know what I mean?
That's not going to cut it with something.
No,
Carl.
That's not gonna do it.
Would you ever make a Christmas song? Because you said on the show that you and Stacey were going to do a version of Fairy Tale of New York.
Yeah, I mean, you know, You've got to be a maniac to even think of touching that tune. It's a classic, right? But, I mean, you know, because of me and her being in the jungle and everything the funny facts about it, yeah, we'd have done it, but it's not going to happen because there's just no time. Right. We'd have had to have already done it now to get it out.
I was going to say, you'd have to rush that out, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So here's your new album.
Yeah.
Greatest Hits album. Nice stocking filler.
Yeah.
Loads of Happy Mondays and Black Grape
Which you can get in Tesco's.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I imagine maybe for your gran.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that nice man from the jungle. He's made an album. I might get it. Go on, gran. So that's 30 years of belly aching.
Yeah.
And what's the other thing you're doing with Agro, who sadly can't be here today?
Yeah, he's still not got out of bed. He's just remixed, done a club version of Step On. And added himself to it as well. I mean, I've not heard it yet, so, you know, I mean, he's supposed to be working on it now. Oh. After he got out of bed to come here with me and then carry on working on it.
Do you know what? I've just been given his number, so we ring him?
Yeah, go on.
Let's ring him.
Agro Santos.
Put your phones on, you'll be able to ring him. You speak to him.
Yeah.
Hello?
Agro Santos, can you please get out of bed? You're live on telly.
Hey, Sean, what's going on, bro? What's going on, man?
Good. Are you still in bed, you?
No, I'm not in bed, bro. Do you know what it is? I had this, John, you know, it's quite funny, man. I can survive the jungle.
Yeah.
I survived the bugs out there, but I caught this bug over here and I'm weak, man. I don't know what's happened.
Oh, lad. Not good, not good. But you have managed to get our mix done, haven't you?
Pardon?
You have managed to get the Step On mix done.
I've managed to get this Step On mix.
What a good man.
Have you heard it?
Not yet. We're waiting for it to be sent today, so...
Oh, wicked, man. You'll love it.
Good. Can't wait.
I'm enjoying it. Hello. Hi, Edgar. It's Scott Mills.
Hey, Scott. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right. We're just, we thought we might give you a call.
Oh, hey, how you doing, man? I'm so sorry, man. I've been terribly sick.
Oh, bless you.
I had this dinner, and it's just like, it's literally come across me the wrong way, man. I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, I say.
It's not that lot you was cooking on this morning that you ate or you're cooking, is it?
No, bro, I don't even want to go into that. That was a recipe for disaster from the beginning.
What was it you cooked on this morning?
I cooked chicken soje breasts. And my only objective there was to make sure mine was nicer than Lembit's. I didn't care about anything else after. Mine looked a bit paler than his, though, I must say.
Oh, well, it's a shame he couldn't be here.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that, guys, man.
That's all right. Well, you'll come and see us again soon.
Yeah, of course I will, Scott, man. Of course I will, you know.
Before you go, I know you've got this, you've got a new song out with Kimberly, haven't you, off Girls Aloud?
That's right, yeah.
Ooh. You must know some Girls Aloud gossip.
Well, do you know what? To be honest, I don't know much, you know.
Yeah, is it?
You probably know more than
me.
It is.
Hey! Well, listen, we'll let you go. What did you have? Dodgy fish or what?
No, it was a steak.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, good to speak to you,
yeah,
Ango.
Yeah, nice one, Ango.
All right,
see
take
soon,
care,
mate.
Scott. Take care, Sean.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Very good.
Bless him.
Yeah.
What will Christmas be like in your house, Sean?
Very Christmassy. I mean, I am. So although my missus had to go home today because she's not put any decorations up or got any presents yet, so she had to go back to Manchester.
So, I mean, you've been super busy. It's not stopped for you, has it, since you came out?
No.
What's going to happen next?
Well, I mean, we've got the tour in February.
Yeah.
And then that's plugging that album.
Yeah.
You know, the greatest hits. And then in May, I've got the new new solo album.
Wow, okay.
So it's going to go on for a bit.
Looking back, it was a great thing to do, the jungle.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, oh, God, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, but, you know, honestly, I'm really glad I did it, you know. I mean, I was going to walk after a week, you know. I think Johnny Rotten did about 5 days. I thought, I'll beat him and I'll do one. But then...
How come it went from you nearly walking to you wanted to spend more time there?
Good question. I just did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I had a revelation, let's say. You know, like, it just turned around, you know, and I stayed, and I'm really glad I did.
Is Stacey Solomon like that all the time?
Yeah, she is. She's brilliant.
She's
really
hilarious.
Natural. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm thinking, why the scriptwriter should be scribbling away for this girl now, you know, creating classic comedy shows for her and things like that, because she is. She really doesn't realise how clever, smart, beautiful the full works. You know, she just...
And popular as well.
Yeah, absolute natural. So, yeah, she's like that all the time. And it doesn't get annoying. It actually, you know, because she's so positive on everything, you know, to sort of like old cynical people, it really cheers them up.
Yeah. Listen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for making it in today.
Cheers, Scott.
Who'd have thought you'd be the one to make it in?
You know?
What's going on?
Good old me.
Living Angro Santos.
Yeah.
Nice one. It's been really good to talk to you. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you. Radio 1
Podcast. That was Vampire Weekend. They were in the live lounge with Fern earlier, and they did Fight for This Love. Or was it Fart for This Love? We got a fart. Sound a little bit like fart. Oh, that's kind of semi-ruined it for me now, but thanks for texting that in. Who sent that in? Philippa in Manchester. Yeah, and a few other people. Right, it's time for Dear Scott. What happens every Thursday is the Posh Radio 4 lady reads out all the stuff that you've been telling us this week. And we're always looking for, you know, new Dear Scott emails. So anything you want to tell us, anything you want to say, anything you've noticed, anything that's happened to you that's a bit strange, then send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Here's the first one from the PR4L this afternoon.
Dear Scott, Becky, I love you loads.
Hi.
The one that doesn't speak and the PR4L. I really hope you do this one, smiley. The other day, me and my friend were walking down the Gloucester Road. It's like a shopping street. And she was like, wow, that's Justin Lee Collins. So we were running up to him and asked him for an autograph.
Oh, that would be Gloucester Road in Bristol, I presume.
He said, why? And we were like, because you're JLC. It turned out he wasn't.
Oh.
Embarrassing. Loads of love, Alex, off of Bristol.
So it was just a generic hairy bloke, was it? Embarrassing. And this has happened to me not that long ago, actually, outside a club, where loads of girls shouted at me, look, it's Chris Moyles! I was last seen muttering, Chris Moyles. But yeah, it does happen sometimes. I've also done that thing where I think I've seen someone famous and raise my hand up to go, hi, and it's just a random normal person. I've done that quite a lot outside Radio 1, thinking it's somebody and it's not. Easily done. That came out wrong, thinking it was somebody. It was just a normo, but you know what I mean. Next.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Fine.
I'm Andy from Austria. I think I'm one of your biggest fans in Austria and a very big fan of David Hasselhoff. I listen to every show with you on Radio 1 and I recorded the shows which you have done with David. What are you doing on Friday?
Tomorrow. Well, my plan is, if you asked, get my hair cut at 11:30 and straightened, and then doing a show on Radio 1 between 4 and 7 tomorrow afternoon, including something called The Wonder Years and then something called The Floor Fillers. Why?
David is in Austria with his daughters. He's in Saalbach / Hinterglemm for the ski season opening. Do you come to Austria on Friday? It would be amazing if I have the chance to meet one of the greatest people in the world. Best wishes from Austria, Andy.
Sorry, Andy, I didn't mean to laugh at your email, but you just said one of the greatest people in the world. I don't think I'm going to be able to get there. And also, I think flights may be cancelled in places, from places to places tomorrow. So I don't think I'll be able to make it, sadly. I'm just thinking, is it wise that David Hasselhoff opens the ski season in Austria? Ah! Oh my God. Also, I thought he was in Panto. I'm supposed to be going to see him on Sunday. What's he doing in Austria? Someone needs to tell him to come back. Clearly, on my ticket, it says that he is in the Panto with Louis Spence that I'm going to see on Sunday afternoon. So I hope he's back before then. I'm sorry, Austrian Andy. Maybe another time. Vienna's Austria, isn't it? They've got a really... I've been to their airport. Really good selection of magazines in the airport. I think we've discussed this before. Quite incredible, actually, for an airport. Next!
From Microsoft Cooperation. Subject, winning notification. Prize won, $552,000. Sent name, tell, country.
Right, so apparently I've got lots of money coming my way. Thing is, if you are going to try and fool me into this, it's Microsoft Corporation, not Cooperation.
From Microsoft Cooperation.
That's when I kind of knew that it wasn't real, but thanks anyway for your email. Next.
Hello, Scott, Becky, The One, and PR4L.
The One.
This is Raphael from Brazil.
Hello.
And also the biggest fan of your show in Latin America. I listen to the show live every single day at work. You are my company during my days of labour. It was love at first sight, sort of. But I have a complaint to make.
OK, where's this going? This is getting weird.
I just can't access the videos from the one-man show in Edinburgh. I want so badly to watch your performances, but all I get is a not available in your area message. Please, Scott, find a way so all your fans around the world will be able to watch and have fun with you. Your number one fan in Brazil will be eternally happy. High five, Raphael.
OK, Raphael, there's some... I enjoyed that email. I feel that you're... I don't know. Are you being saucy with me? Anyway, Raphael, it's good to know that you're on board from Brazil. Have I met you before? And I think they're probably restricted in your area, the one-man show's videos from Edinburgh, but I imagine they're probably on YouTube right now. One that doesn't speak's just looking it up. And that's a way of maybe seeing them when you're in Brazil. But no, you won't be able to access them from the Radio 1 website. Soz. Anything else you want to know? Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We do Dear Scott every Thursday. The Posh Radio 4 Lady is waiting to read out your message. Send anything in, it'll get on.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Adele is my record of the week this week. She's back. I've missed her. And it made me remember this, which we did about 2 years ago. An album that you may not have heard of from Adele.
She has one of the UK's finest voices. She's the Brit Award-winning, multi-platinum-selling Adele. Now she returns with a brand new album. Adele laughs popular TV themes. A whole album of Adele's favourite shows through the medium of laughter. Adele does This Is Your Life. Listen to a soul superstar cackle The Simpsons. And many more. Hear Adele's dirty laugh taking on some classic themes. Adele laughs popular TV themes. The new album.
Love you, Adele, and we love your new tune.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, a few people, a few of our listeners have sent this to me today, and I thought I should be the first person to mention it because tomorrow it'll all be out there. I just want to draw your attention to it now, really. Something quite amazing. David Patton has sent this to me. Also a girl called Laura, who lives in Coventry. Thank you, Laura. And another Laura, Laura Boyd, who is the web producer at STV in Glasgow, which is like the Scottish ITV. Now, Laura works in the online department at STV and has been trawling through some of their archives and has come across an amazing clip of our very own Edith Bowman appearing on a talent show, age 14. Now, this has happened to all of us on Radio 1. You know, like, Chris Moyles has got clips of me from when I used to sound like that on the radio back in the day. Like, really old tapes of me, which are mortifying. And also, I've got loads of old videos from my digital TV past, back in the 90s. Loads of TV shows which absolutely nobody watched, where I interview S Club 7 with spiky gelled hair, wearing a tank top. It's all out there, people to see. Laura, who's working on the show today, has seen most of these videos. Normally we've had a couple of glasses of wine. And there's my first ever awful Top of the Pops performance where I couldn't actually speak and look at the camera at the same time. It's all out there. And this video is a similar, fairly mortifying one of Edith, but this just happens to be where she's got a perm in a purple dress. Now, I bet that outfit was bang on trend back in the day, but it's a show called The Big Break, which is, I guess an older version of Britain's Got Talent in Scotland. So I remember Edith was 14. I'm not saying that we've watched this a few times on the show, but if you want to look it up on YouTube, look up The Big Break, episode 4, and Edith's bit, she's first on, she's about 2 minutes 17 in, approx. And she does a version of Venus. Listen to this. There's a lot of Miranda style, like talking to the camera in it whilst holding the mic. And a lot of brilliant legwork also from Edith. Got it. So, if you want to look at this, it's look up on YouTube. The Big Break, episode 4. Like I say, approximately, not that we've watched it a few times, 2 minutes, 17 seconds in. You can see Edith's big moment on Scottish TV when she was 14. Bless!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Posh Radio 4's back on with some more Dear Scots.
Hiya, Scott. Becky, the one who does not speak. And the PR4 lady.
Yes.
I thought it was very important that you all know about what is happening to me today at work. I have just noticed that there's a roughly 10 centimetre tear in the seat, aka bum, of my pants. Thankfully, I sit at a desk for the most part, but I will have to get up to leave at some point.
That's the thing, just make sure there's no one else around. If it makes you feel better, I was DJing at the Student Radio Awards 2 years ago, and no one told me for the whole evening that there was a massive tear in the bottom of my trousers, and you could clearly see a cheek for about 2 hours. So thanks to everyone, all the students and all the Radio 1 staff for being so brilliant there and not telling me. So, but I think that's a bit worse. But at work, also not good.
Also, I have just eaten a bag of crisps, which made me very thirsty, which means I have to go to the water cooler, which means crouching. I'm very concerned. Love you all. Lisa Hazlitt. P.S. High five. I love you. Bye.
I thought you were a man, but you're not. You're a girl called Lisa. Now, that's still bad. Can you write back and let me know how that went, please? And when you actually finally got up. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky and the PR4L, Oprah has landed in Australia.
Oh, God.
Since last Wednesday, I haven't been able to open an Aussie newspaper or watch the news without learning what Oprah has been up to in Australia. Her trip started on Hamilton Island, which is off the coast of Queensland, which was where she saw two koalas mating.
Brilliant.
Since then, she hasn't stopped mentioning it in interviews, and when she addressed a crowd in Melbourne last Friday.
I was just talking about this a couple of weeks ago, because you know I was in Australia recently to do the I'm a Celebrity thing on ITV2, and just how excited and obsessed Australia is as a whole about Oprah Winfrey coming to Sydney and doing her show from the Sydney Oprah House. And then on the news, they'd be like, this morning, Oprah woke up and had a breakfast of two croissants and some orange juice. I don't care, it's just a woman.
So far, she says that koalas feels like the ones you get at the shops, thinks we Aussies don't regularly shower, and she can't go anywhere without one of her Aussie fans bursting into tears. Seriously, it's like her superpower. Also, when you're near her, you just want to hug her, apparently.
Really?
Today is the day of the taping of her two shows at the Sydney Opera House.
Yes.
And tonight, on Australian television, there will be 90 minutes of Oprah, made up of her first interview in Australia and her annually Christmas Ultimate Special, where everybody gets up getting a fridge or a car if they're really lucky.
Wow.
So yeah, lots of Oprah. I listened to the show by downloading the podcast and heard you talk about how Australia was excited about the big Oprah trip down under, so just thought you'd like an update. Claire from Adelaide, Australia. P.S. The bird really is the word. Hope it makes Christmas number one.
Oh, it's nice to hear from our Australian listeners, but hello if you're in Australia now. I just do not understand why you're so obsessed with Oprah. I mean, she's brilliant. She's a great woman who's done loads of great things, but seriously, like, you're going a little bit over the top. I wonder if she's still there. Right back, Australia. Next.
Hello, Scott. I'm writing this to you now, listening to BBC Radio 1. I want to express my sincere admiration with your ability to be spontaneous, funny, support and advice giving at the same time, entertaining the audience, providing serious news, but doing this with a gorgeous smile.
Thank you, I think. Okay.
Apart from that, I was totally swept off my feet with your charming British dialect and charisma. Way to go! I'm having my herbal tea with lemon and really enjoying my evening with your awesome show. You made my day, Scott, and thank you for that. I want to share my happiness with the world, and you're the reason for that. Please stay the way you are, and I wish all the best to you and the BBC Radio 1. Genia from Moscow, Russia.
Hi, Genia in Moscow. Hello, Russia. I love this section. It's become so international. I've always wanted to go to Moscow. Quite fancy, actually. Bit cold, obviously, yeah. Good vodka. And also those amazing hats that Russians sport, which I think I could pull off. Hello, Russia, anyway. And thanks for your kind email. Just showing you that really anything can get on, Dear Scott. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky and TOTDS. This is not a shameless attempt at building up loads of Scott Mills points, I promise. Gotta earn those fair and square. To keep me out of trouble when I'm not slaving away presenting news on the radio, I give myself little graphic design projects. Though you'll see why this is not my paid profession. I'm sure someone who owns a credit card printing company has by now sent you some proper embossed SMP cards. But if not, here's my go at it. The names on the front are too dark, but I do love the idea of Becky in her purple Chippendales hat on the back.
Thank you so much for the Scott Mills points cards. Look a bit like, you know, the ones you get in the supermarket, like the loyalty cards, the reward cards. We haven't even worked out where you can use the cards yet, but I appreciate you making them for us.
This was a random but fun project for me. Thanks for all the hours of laughs each week on the podcast. All the best, Ian Bush. KYW News Radio 1060. All news, all the time.
Nice. Thank you, Ian Bush. Too much time on your hands, but I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'll just work out where we're going to use those. Hope Becky hasn't binned them. I haven't seen them. I saw them yesterday. I haven't seen them since. Sorry, Ian.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
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 Hello, who's this?
This is Georgia, honey. Katie and Tor.
Hello, Georgia, Hannah, Katie and Tor. What is occurring?
We're off to see JLS at MEN.
Woo! Oh, they're in Manchester tonight.
Where?
You're loving it, aren't you?
We're so excited.
Have you seen them before?
Yeah, we saw them last year. No, this year, in February.
Are you some of those girls that know exactly where they're going to be? Like, at 5 o'clock, JLS will be in the loo, and you know it already before they do?
Yeah.
Have you got a banner?
No, we just got hoodies.
Oh, you got your hoodies on, and you're just going to shout loud?
Yeah, scream.
Have a wicked time tonight.
Thank you. There's
quite a lot of gig action going on tonight. We've got Sam, Max and Ralph on the way to see Kings of Leon live at the NIA tonight in Birmingham. Have a good time, ladies. Have you? Oh, by the way, listen, Sunday night on Radio 1, still yeah. there, the brand new JLS song.
Oh my God, where are we listening?
Listen on Sunday night with Tom Deacon from 7 p.m, he's got the brand new JLS, all right?
Yeah, and please can you play Love You More by JLS?
No.
Oh.
But I love you anyway, give me a high five, press 5.
Hang on, okay.
Hang on a minute. Love ya.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.